Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Thursday show. It is Juice Dealer Dope Healer Radio. How is everyone doing today? So before we start the show, I like to make a little announcement. So as you know, Optimize My Life Radio is sponsoring and helping with the Boy Scouts going to Buffalo for Memorial Day.
Hey, girl.
So, hi. So, in every...
Good morning. I had trouble connecting.
We do every so often, especially in the spring, because our system is old school. So, some of the solar flares, some of the sunspots will have issues.
Mhm. Wonderful. How is everyone feeling this morning?
I'll let you know once I wake up. I overslept this morning.
Awesome. Well,
Grandmama,
let's get it started. What happened?
I said, Grandmama says any day above ground is a good day. Are we not still here?
I know that's right. Amen.
Before we start, I want to make a quick announcement. So, as you know, Optimize My Life is sponsoring the Boy Scouts and helping them raise money for the Buffalo Trap. We have just launched a new fundraiser in addition to the other one. So, individuals who organizations that donate $100 or more will get a limited edition collector's blanket. Little throw blanket. It's the American flag with the Battle Within logo, and it's got Medford Pack 350 on it and the dates of Memorial Day for the event. But we encourage you, no matter what, for everybody to donate $5, $10 if that's all you can afford. Any little thing will help.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Mary. Good morning. Happy Fangin' Thursday. It's your neighborhood juice dealer, Dope Healer, Georgia, and I am just grateful to be here on this wet Thursday because it was a lot of going on in the city this week. Mercury and retrograde, people-peopling, you know, thieving, crackheads cracking, and the entrepreneur not sleeping. That's what's been going on in these Atlanta streets. But the one thing that has been holding me together and a lot of things that has been holding my peers together is one simple four-letter word, and that's yoga, okay? Let's get into some yoga today. First off, I am a certified yoga instructor on 5 different yogas, okay? And yoga has really begun to allow me to enjoy all the beauty that is unfolding in my life. When I first started my yoga journey, I started when I was pregnant with Gage. I knew that I wanted to be more flexible and strength and make sure that the baby had less stress while in the womb. Yoga really has just evolved over the years. First of all, let's get into yoga being around like BC, okay? This practice has been going on for thousands of years. Many people practice it in different ways. It comes in different forms. Yoga is for everybody. Now, the definition of yoga varies from person to person, but with me, I learned that yoga was to simply be yourself in the world and honor your breath. The breath is so important, just sitting with yourself and your breath every day. I say a lot of times in my yoga class that yoga is it's a tool that if you use wisely, it'll help you navigate this life. And when we begin to learn to see what it feels like to sit in your own space and come into the terms and just literally sit with your breath, that's when we begin to unlock the powers of God and the powers that at be. But when you acknowledge your breath, you acknowledge God. Your breath is the first thing at life, and it's the last thing when you greet death. Different breathing exercises is tied to how your brain functions, how your nervous system systematic, how your digestive system is enhanced. Yoga can really change the trajectory of your life. One thing about sitting still and just allowing life to continue to be around you, that's just being present. A lot of times we operate on autopilot and we forget to be present. We forget to show up for ourselves because we're constantly in showing up mode for others, which that is not a bad thing at all. But on this healing journey or even on this journey of life, learning what's for you and what's not for you and how to let it go and release, these different exercises can be taught through yoga. Now, there's pranayama yoga that really focuses on the breath. A lot of times when life happens, we forget to breathe, okay? We get all caught up in what's going on and how it's supposed to be and what it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to turn out. When we forget to just, part of life is enjoying the process and the progress in it and just kind of sitting back and looking at it as if you're watching a show or as if you're watching someone else perform your day-to-day task. So it's good to have those out-of-body experiences and look inward to see who you want to be or where you're going or what no longer, again, what no longer serves you. So when you begin to take on different breathing exercises, you can begin to calm things in your mind like depression, anxiety, ADD, HD, you know, any type of differences that may cause the brain to not go through reuptake or to disperse different chemicals throughout the body, telling the body, you know, different things. Things that happen in your mind, they happen for you to understand where you're going and how you should depict the rest of your day. So if you have a mindset to say, hey, today I'm going to get up, today I'm going to work hard, today I'm going to, you know, walk in love, joy, and peace, it starts in the mind. It's a thought first. So meditation comes into practice then. So you want to take all of those good thoughts and you want to put them on repeat so that your understanding can be, okay, this is what's going on today. This is how I feel today. Whether you feel it or not, that's the beauty of it. You can change how you want to feel with a simple thought. So when you get that thought in your mind and it says, okay, I want to be healthier. 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 And you keep telling yourself these things over and over and over again, you're going to create a mark in your brain that's going to say, okay, she wants to be healthier. Let's begin to disperse a different type of chemical to make her get some get up and go. Your brain works simultaneously with your heart and your gut. Learning to sit still and connect with yourself, you will know how to have that, hone in on that gut, and you, that instinct, your gut feeling, your decision-making muscle. But it all started with that beginning of the day and what you fed your mind. What do you mean when you feed your mind, Jesus? What are you reading? What is your daily regimen when you rise in the morning? What does that look like to prepare yourself mentally for the day? I tell people a lot of times, the number one killer of Americans or just people in general is a Monday morning. It's stressful. You're rushing, hustling, bustling, deadlines, have to get it done. And we wake up and we're on go, and that's that autopilot. But if we can, again, relearn, unlearn the things that we have been taught, the most difficult thing in the whole wide world to do, unless you have gained control of your mind, you got to have some Debo about yourself. That's some mind control. That's when I say Debo, I mean mind control. But you have to have it over yourself first. So what does it look like in the morning? What does your self-talk look like? What is your meditation routine? What are some things you look in the mirror and you tell yourself? These are all different practices of yoga. Again, yoga is to be with yourself and learn who you are, and you present this person who you are learning to the world to make it a better place. You say, okay, G, well, what do you mean when... What are you feeding your brain? When you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing that you do? Mary, if you want to answer, what is the first thing you do in the morning?
I get a drink of water.
A drink of water. Country boy, what do you do in the morning?
I'm trying to unmute. Am I unmuted?
Oh,
you're unmuted.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm one of them good morning to me persons. I always say hello to myself in the mirror because the first thing I want to do is get that whatever that flavor is out of my mouth while I've been sleeping. So I run straight to brush my teeth. So the first thing I do every morning is say hey to the creator and hey to myself.
Wonderful. I have a live audience guest today, and I want to know, what do you do first thing in the morning?
The first thing that I do in the morning is, of course, I sit up, and I just take, I try to be conscious without not looking at the time.
Okay.
And I sit there for a second, and I just observe the room, and I observe myself. You know, I'm observing, when I'm observing myself, I'm observing, okay, are we feeling any lower back pain? Are we groggy? You know, how do we want to start our morning? And so every morning, of course, is a different sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm feeling groggy, I'll lay back down. If I'm waiting for an alarm or if the alarm is going out, snooze. And even though I may just be laying there, I'll close my eyes and I'll lay there. So that means I have 9 more minutes to lay there. And then I also give myself the opportunity to snooze one more time if I need to. So that's 9 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll get up, I'll do my meditation, I'll do my prayer, and then I'll start with my morning routine.
I love that. That is one of my good friends, Lulu. She is an amazing, extraordinary woman. She's also an ABA therapist and a Reiki master, okay? We'll get into those things a little bit later. So we call her process a thawing out process because that literally what it is. I've learned to just stop waking up like an accident, because before yoga, I woke up like an accident. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta get ready. I'm late. I'm running. Brush teeth, kid, go. Now the rest
Georgia,
of my day continues. Yes.
I'm glad you said that because I was laughing at a friend of mine the other morning, and well, last week, and I said, "Are you hearing what you're saying to yourself?" I asked her, "What do you do every morning when you get up?" She says, "Usually I just go do something, get something light to eat, eat a thing of yogurt, and then I start to meditate and zoop, 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 zoop." And I said, "Then what are you doing?" She said, "Well, I don't really know." What do you mean you don't know? She sounds like my Siamese twin because I'm kind of like bipolar. And when she does things and I do things and we call each other, my point being, when you said wake up in chaos, I'm self-employed and for years, whatever I plan doesn't normally work out the way that I plan. So immediately in the morning, I have to re-meditate, pray before I lay down. I pray when I get up. We're talking before, doing, and after now. But what happens in that self-conversation, she wasn't really paying attention to what she was saying with herself. And I said all of that to say she had one question for me, Georgette. Does running late count as exercise? No, she's always got to be somewhere. And she says she's always running late. Last one. I tell her, you're never running late if you have a plan, a system, because God strategically has us at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. So Georgia says, oh, country, I got to go. I might be late. No, 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 you're not going to be late because wherever you are right now, that's where God intended you to be. And please believe me, God is not trying to figure out how to get you to your destiny. He already has plans to prosper you. But in the process of doing that, you have to watch your self-conversation because we're actually intelligent enough to talk ourselves out of the best ideas that we ever had. Back to you, Georgia.
Thank you, country. That is so true. And after a while, I took a part of this mantra that says, when I get there will be the right time, and the right time will be when I get there. And when I get there, I will show up. I will say the right things. I will meet the right people. Everything will work out. And when it's time for me to go, my instincts and my gut will tell me all is well and all is finished, and I can exit stage left. So absolutely. So back when back to the at waking up on accident, your stalling out process really should be a routine that gears you up and hypes you up and gets you ready for the day. Let's take a little walk in my day. My first alarm, and yes, that's the first of many, okay? That first alarm, it gets off at 4:15. At 4:15, I'm looking around and I'm looking crazy, and that's all right because I just arrived to the day. And people, what you wake up to is important. I cannot wake up to a bop, bop, bop. It scares me. I can't do that. I wake up to birds chirping. That's my alarm clock. The sound is birds singing. That's the sound. And they're chirping and they're going in. And some of my friends say, how do you hear that? But again, I had to train my ears to listen to what worked for me in the morning. The birds sing a beautiful song every morning. That gets me up and that gets me going because it puts me in a state that the early bird gets the worm. The earlier you rise, the more successful your day will become. When you are arriving to the day and you sit in stillness, you hear things. And when I say you hear things, silence screams the truth. So in that morning when you're having that inner talk or the self battle, you have the power right then and there to say, nope, that is not how it's going to go. This is not what it's going to be. Listen, I love a good YouTube motivation, okay? I first, let me step back. Before I get to the YouTubes and the affirmations and the positive thinking and the ways that we want to be on there, I absolutely had to break up with my phone. A lot of you need to break up with the phone, because when you wake up scrolling, or you go ahead and wake up and you check in an email. So I don't necessarily sleep in the same room all the time with my phone, or I'll have it across the room because I need to get up and go and turn the alarm clock off. So that helps me with my thawing out process. So for those who sleep with the phone under the pillow, next to the bed, right there on the nightstand, stop. That relationship is toxic because your phone is in control. You're no longer in control. I want to be in control. God is in control, and he is controlled through me, so I am in control. So after I rise and I listen to either positive high vibrational music or some high frequency sounds, I sit and I literally speak. I'm grateful for the day. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm whole. Today is going to be an amazing day. Today is a great day simply because I exist. I'm here, I am now, I am ready. And I always be like, Jesus, can you do something for me? Because me and God got that relationship. And I be asking, what you going to do for me today? Because what I'm going to do for you today is go out and be good to your people, take care of your people, spread this word that I have about health and mental wealth through juice and yoga. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to make sure that I represent you, because we are a team, and the only way I'm navigating through this life is because you are walking with me and you are holding my hand. And I know I have a purpose and you have a plan. We can have a plan, because the plan is to write the vision down and make it plain. And then also the plan is to work with your faith, because that faith without your work is dead. So I make my promises, or I make my declaration in the morning that, God, you showed up for me this morning because I woke up. Watch me show up for you throughout the day. I don't need anything because I have everything I need. And most mornings, I don't even ask for anything. I just simply say thank you. I thank you for the business. I thank you for protection. I thank you for love. I thank you for my son. I thank you for self-love. I thank you for my daddy. I always put them in that realm, because nothing else matters to you other than your preservation and the preservation of yourself. That means the people you came from and the people you have birthed. So once we get there and we walk in this gratitude, success, God plus success plus gratitude equals one hell of a life. And I mean one good life, because you need sustainable relationships with yourself, with your God, and with the level that you feel is success. Putting these three things first will put you on the track where you want to be. It'll put you in a mindset where you say, hey, I'm not doing this, or I am doing this today. Now, after I've thought out and did that process, it's about 4:30, 4:40. I also go and take a cold shower because I have to get up. The benefits of a cold shower are phenomenal. So I know some of y'all shaking your head like, gee, a cold shower? Absolutely, and especially when it's cold outside. Here's why. That cold shower increases your mental ability. It sharpens your mental skills. Your reaction time is faster. When people ask you a question, you can receive that information, and instead of giving a response, you know, just a response, you give a response that you have clearly thought about, you have put it in your brain, you have processed it, and now you have received this information, and now you can go ahead and give a response that is intelligent and is credible, because you took that time to repair those parts of your brain. We talked about learning and unlearning habits and behaviors and beliefs. Administering a cold shower will help you rewire your brain and also help you in the relearning and unlearning process of old information that is no longer valid in your today's life. Taking a cold shower also helps your immune system. It rebuilds it daily, or it boosts it daily, because your body goes through a shivering process while you're in that shower, and it lets your body thermostat know, hey, let's go ahead and do this, because she's doing this, so we're going to do this, like as a counter action of what you're doing. Also, while you're in that cold shower, more positive self-talk, because your mind is like, why are we doing this? This is cold. This is torture. I don't like this. But then if you begin to just allow the water to wash over you and breathe, remember, we always got to take it back to the breath, and you may be in there breathing, and you're like, okay, all right. And guess what? That cold shower starts to feel good. It's great for your muscles. It's great for muscle repair. It's great for you saying, oh, I'm still in the shower and I'm taking a shower. It wakes you up for sure. And it gets you in that mindset that you are ready for the day, because you was ready. And listen, if you want to start doing a cold shower, you can just turn the cold water on in the morning and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and jump in the shower and see how that feels. It may be a little harsh for some people. Or take your normal shower as regularly as you do, whatever water temperature you have, and then that last 30 to 60 seconds at the end of your shower, switch that water to cold and see if you can stand that rain, okay? Let's see if you can really embody the healing that you want, or those positive words that you spoke over yourself. And, I mean, it's a burst of energy once you have completed that shower. My showers last about 7 minutes in a cold shower. Now, am I constantly moving? Absolutely. But I love the cold water on my face. It is just it's so invigorating. Yes.
I'm laughing because I'm a country boy, and in the country, we used to have to heat our water or get it off the
switch
stove, and in a house of 17 people, before it gets to your turn for hot water, they might be out. So I never really liked cold showers, but when you mentioned it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, I'm going to try this stuff. Because cold water to me in the morning time is like kryptonite. That's what I told myself. Stop lying to yourself, country boy. It's not kryptonite and shut you down. It will do exact opposite and wake you up. Keep in mind, the most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. We're actually intelligent enough to scare ourselves to death. What are you saying to you about you? Question.
Man,
Georgette,
you better
first started
say it,
speaking,
you are always listening.
When you first started speaking, I was thinking, wow, attitude of gratitude. Then I played a joke on a friend of mine the other day. I act like I didn't know what day it was. I didn't. One day turns into another day. I turned to her and I said, hey, what day is Thanksgiving? And she goes, November the 25th. I said, no. What day is Thanksgiving? Not what month. She goes, Thanksgiving. Oh, I get it. Every day is Thanksgiving, as you're shaping your attitude of gratitude. If you're waiting for November the 25th to thank the divine creator who created you, you're missing the whole Thanksgiving attitude. Georgette threw you guys a little slider just a few minutes ago. She says, when you wake up in the morning and you're meditating, silence screams the truth. Georgette, I wrote that down. Let me say it outside loud one more time again. It's so powerful. Silence screams the truth. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the divine creator, the teacher, he usually doesn't speak while the test is going on. He's just whispering to you. And he said, use what you have. Use what you have to get what you want. Back to you, Georgette.
That is one of my favorite quotes. Shout out to the Movie Players Club. You have to use what you have in order to get what you want. And I know some people will say, well, okay, you got up super early, you meditated. And for those who said, well, I don't quite know how to meditate. If you are a prayer warrior, this is your time. For me, meditation and prayer, they run the same thing. Through my meditation, I'm meditating and really bringing it in my mind to the forefront of my mind. And maybe I, put my palms together and make my thumb touch my third eye, that space right between your eyes. And I meditate or I tap, because I've been learning more about tapping different areas of the body to help align the brain up with the plan that you have created in order to carry it out. So I do those things in reminding myself that I am here. I am in this body. I am of flesh right now. I don't have to succumb to the flesh, but I am of flesh, and I'm a spiritual being allowing, the powers that be are allowing me to have this human experience. So everything that tries to, tear us down or break us or shake us, man, it really happens for us. And if you find yourself in that repeating a cycle over and over again, it's because you didn't learn something the first time. So when they say seek understanding, they mean it, okay? The word says seek understanding. Seek your own understanding, and that's understanding, overstanding, and most importantly, that inner stand in yourself. What is your inner belief? What is your inner talk? What is your inner God saying to you? That is when meditation and prayer, they need each other to coexist, because you meditate on God's word through your prayers. I used to pray for things like, Lord, I need this, and God, I need that, and Lord, if you just do this, I promise. And sometimes it happened and sometimes it didn't. But when I went to God, when I asked for nothing, and I said, hey, Big G, it's your girl, it's me, I'm coming to you today. I don't need anything, but I just want to thank you for the experience. I thank you for my business. I thank you for working any areas in my business that I need to work. Because I say all the time, man, we got to work the work. You got to work the work. Whatever that work is and you're called to work it, you got to work it. You got to do the spiritual work, the physical work, the mental work, the paperwork, the Reiki work, the yoga work, the radio work, the self work. You got to work the work. But while you're working, you got to have the faith. You have to have faith in yourself that you can do this thing, because God has faith in you, because he brought you here. He kept you this far. You're still here. So after that cold shower, I still like to have a little bit more time with me and the powers that be. So we head on over to the gym. I have a 12-minute ride to the gym. That whole ride, I pray. God, I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you for the pain. I thank you for the ups. I thank you for the downs. I thank you for the known and the unknown. I thank you for the happening, and I thank you for the things that didn't happen because they weren't for me. I thank you for my, oh, watch this. I also hit them with the 4-H country. I thank them for my head for clearer thinking, my heart for great authority, my hands to do his work, and my health to be here on this planet to do the work. I hit them with the 4-H's. I thank God for that.
Wow.
I pray people that are traveling along the way, get them home safe. If somebody almost ran me off the road and I still was, I'm still surviving and I held it in the road, whoo, God, go wherever they are and shield them. I don't know what they're dealing with this morning, but give them some grace. Give them some peace this morning. And I go on about my day. When people come to me with the rah-rah, ooh, when I was in my 20s, I would match you with the rah-rah, okay? Dungeon dragon. I'm an Aries. I'll burn all this shit to the ground with fire, and then when it emerges, it'll be better. But that was me in my 20s, because I knew my power, but I didn't know how to control it or contain it or use it when needed, because sometimes less is more, and silence is golden. And no response is a response. So when I grasped those learning tactics, oh, I became a beast. Then, you know, you can't break my soul. And when I am in those moments, I've learned to go to the people around me, my Reiki healers, the people who helped me with Gage, my man, listen, I have two in my life, two yogis in my life. Shout out to Whitney from Eat Plants and Prosper, and shout out to Shannon of Mocha Yoga Incorporated. I love both of these women because we will come together and bust a yoga practice just because we met up today, and it's 2:13 in the afternoon, and we just need to breathe together. It's power in that. God says where two or three shall gather, I am present. So we get together and we laugh and we cry and we talk about our things and we lean on each other. And guess what? We leave it right there because we get that energy out, because it may be stagnated within us and it may be blocking us or holding us from what's next. And when you get with like-minded people, now we have some solutions. Now we can say, okay, that didn't work. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's create a new plan. Let's execute this plan, and let's be diligent about it. And most important, here's the sauce. In the grand scheme of all the things, here's the sauce. The magic ingredient is consistency. And that's in all you do. If you are consistently broke, what are your consistent spending habits like? Are you consistently spending more than's coming in? Are you consistently looking at it? Because the only difference between you and a millionaire was they was consistently watching their money and bringing new ways to grow that money instead of putting it out. So consistency is the magic. Consistency.
Georgette, I got it right there. The only thing that's never, ever, ever failed in life is consistency and persistency. You have to endure it to the end. It says in the Word that it's not given to the swift, but those that endure to the end. So while you're being persistent, while you're being consistent, God's either going to fix it, change it, or rearrange it. Let me say that one more time. He's either going to fix it, change it, or rearrange it. But it will not stay the same in Jesus' name. You have to be able to work with you. Got it right where you are at that particular point in time. Because please believe me, the divine creator is not trying to figure out how to get you to your destiny. Whatever you're going through at this particular point in time, he is preparing you for the destiny that he's already prepared for you.
That's a hallelujah, holla back right there, country. Persistency and consistency. You can't outwork those works, because if you continue to do those two things, everything your hands touch will turn to complete gold. But you have to believe, and you have to sit in that moment. So again, with the routine, I've got up, I meditated, I prayed, I've cold showered, I'm headed to the gym. Now I got to do some work. Get consistent with the workout. Consistently fall in love with the sweat. Because that sweat equity, man, listen, those are prayers too. When you get in that workout mode, whatever your workout is, no one said it had to be a strenuous HIIT class, but whatever your exercise is, create a routine around that. We only need about 20 minutes a day. We have taken care of our brain, our heart, our digestive system, our lymphatic system, our nervous system, and our immune system, simply by getting up and moving your body. Exercise. Daily exercise. God gave you this body to navigate through life. Why wouldn't you take care of it? Why wouldn't you put premium gas in it so you can keep going? Why wouldn't you want to go ahead and get you a workout in so you can be flexible and house mobility? If you don't use it, you what? Lose it.
And here's a little quick note for you. Why you're being consistent and why you're practicing consistency, your belief system will begin to grow. I was saying until a few weeks ago, Georgette so wonderfully put, I'm not going through stuff. I thought I was being punished. She says, you're not going through country. You're growing, growing, growing through. So elementary faith, you guys, it says in the word, one must, not maybe. Now, it's optional where you get up and take a cold shower and work it out and all that kind of good old stuff. But one must believe. Doesn't that sound elementary? Does that sound hard? Doesn't matter whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of. Yeah. Believe. Oh, after you start believing, your immune system starts to get stronger and you grow from just believing to knowing. Why? Because if you've been there and done that, not wait till Nike just says, just do it. I've been there, done that. Now I know in my knower that I know that I know that, oh, that's one of them eternity, infinity words. I just know in my knower that I know that I know that I know that I know. Oh, that means you're growing up now. You're growing through some stuff. You believe in your immune system lets you know. And then when you're right where we are right now, you can put behind those things up behind you because we're living for today and we're not promised tomorrow. You should be right here in the trust. Yeah. You should trust him with your next breath. Georgette said when the show came on, he blew life into your body. Every single moment, every single day, every single hour that you take that next breath, you should know, you should believe, you should trust that God's in control of this next breath of mine. I trust him with my breath. I trust him with my life, because if you don't take them next few breaths, you have no life. Believing, knowing, trusting. Consistency, persistency. Last one, I will never leave you, Georgette. I will never leave you, Mary, and I will never forsake you. I had to go on now to the Father and sit on his right hand, but if you want me to hang out with you and be your homie, I'm going to take up permanent residence in your heart. Truly, truly.
Man, that's it. That's the key right there. So now we have this whole routine. Somebody would say, well, gee, okay, I got my morning routine, but how do I implement yoga? Listen, you don't have to go to a yoga studio unless you want a yoga experience. If you have any type of aches, pains, dis-ease, discomfort in your body, yoga just may be for you. There are some yogas that are a little bit harder than others. One class that I teach, shout out to my disabled veterans, I stand in, I'm a substitute teacher sometimes for them. And I've learned so much just about their traumas and how I should delegate my class in helping them, you know, ease through different movements. We practice a lot of yin yoga, which is poses that we hold for about 3 to 5 minutes. And we practice actively breathing through so that we can really begin to elongate and stretch ourselves and stretch our muscles, and this really helps them a lot. Also, I teach chair yoga and booty yoga, and that's B-U-T-I yoga, at a rehab center. And they absolutely love it. I have two ladies that always show up, and I make sure I show up for them because they want to listen to, like, Donna Summers or Sade, and we'll do a chair yoga class, and we do balancing poses because, you know, they had some issues that they had to overcome, and yoga helped them with their sobriety. So you best believe because they showed up for me, I'm going to show up for them because they're showing up for God. We both came to show up for each other, And God said, oh, this is beautiful. My people are peopling right now. So let me go ahead and bless this. So I have been blessed to know that places and centers exist and people actually care about people. One thing that disturbs me why I don't watch the news, people, you know, bump you who tell me, well, you need to watch the news. What's going on? I shall live in oblivion. I shall be one with my universe and know that only good is happening. Yes, I know that malice is in the world. Yes, I know that turmoil and destruction is in this world. But I choose to operate on a level, a vibrational level, that those things, they don't serve me. They can't affect me. They can't touch me because I walk in this bubble, okay? And I guess some people can say, well, that doesn't
make sense. I call
it
a Holy Ghost bubble, Georgette.
I was
going to
call it the bubble of Christ. That's funny.
No, back in the old days, but before, when the Jetsons and all of those little shows were way ahead of its time, there was something called an invisible, did y'all hear that word? An invisible force field. Quick story. On the way to Sunday school, ran into my uncle. Going one way, I'm going the other way. He says, where are you going, country boy? Going to Sunday school. What are you going up there for? We have to be able to see that there's certain things in the spirit that you're not going to see with your physical eye. Let me drop a little cliff note for you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay, grandmama's jumping up now. She says, baby, I see it in my mind's eye. What are you seeing in your mind? Georgette, when you say I can do all things through Christ, who equips you with all these kind of things, again, that self-preservation, that self-conversation, these yoga moves will stimulate that blood flow in your heart, that blood flow in your mind, and don't forget about your stomach. Georgette, one more time. The other week when we was on the show, you was talking about the three brains, the mind, the heart, the stomach.
And
I hope I don't throw you off course if you give us a cliff note right there about those three entities that must act like they know each other.
Absolutely. Your first mind is your mind, your brain. I say it all the time. Your mind makes shit real. So if it's real in your mind, it's real. But I tell all my clients when they come to me with sickness and illnesses, they tell me, well, I just don't know how this happened to me. Oh, girl, poo, it happened. What we going to do now? We going to heal? So we begin to get our mind right. I have a patient that was battling cancer. And I asked her, I said, do you want to fight? And she says, no. I said, well, you know, well, just go ahead and write your will out and, you know, go ahead and get your affairs in order because you don't want to fight, so you ain't going to be here. She said, wait a minute, why you just say it like that? You going to leave? I said, yeah, because I only want to be around fighters. She said, okay, well, I'll do it. No, I said, don't do it for me, do it for you. I said,
wow.
That fight, that's you, and that's your brain. You got to go ahead and tell your brain that, hey, I'm healed, I'm happy, I'm whole. This cancer in my body, it can no longer stay in my body. I like to even sit and visualize, because visualization, that's part of the magic, too. It's up there with consistency and persistency. And that visualization, I told her, visualize a little, like, submarine going through your body, and every time it see a cancer cell, it blasts it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like to use that.
And I said, if you want to get more creative, imagine yourself driving this submarine, and every time you see a cancer cell, you blast it. She said, no one's ever even told me that. And I never have had cancer. Don't know what it's like to actually physically go through things, but I've been around people, and laughter helps and visualization helps. And I learned these tactics from Louise Hay. She has a wonderful book out and said, you can heal your life. Yes.
about 2 weeks ago, I came by your shop. I said, Georgette, I need a favor. She said, anything I can do for you, country? I said, I need some juice. Not that kind of juice, Georgette. I need some juice, too. She said, baby, you know you can have some juice. I said, let me tell you what I'm going to do with the juice. I got a veteran friend of mine who I went over to his house the other week. They had him on Oxycontins. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And about 6 or 7 to 8 more meds. And I said, I'll come by to check on you. He said, country boy, I really do appreciate you coming by to check on me. But I said, but Matt, you're going to have to get up. You can't sleep all night and sleep all day thinking. Did y'all hear that word? Thinking. I said, Matt, I got a question for you. I was just reading that little book the other day, and it says, I never asked a question about the Bible. It is what it is until it ain't. But I was asking the question. Why did God ask the man that crazy question? What question, country boy? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to get well? Do you? Really? Really? Do you want to feel better? Well, get up out of that chair. Get up and go for a walk, Matt. Well, I used to. No, no, no. You used to get unstuck. Son, here, let me show you how to stand on one foot without falling over yoga. I'm teaching a military man yoga. Stand there in your walker. Hold your foot 6-4 inches off the floor. Stand on one leg. Now switch one leg. Stick it out to the side. Stick it out to the other side. Stick it out to the back. Stick it out to the hose. And he goes, oh, wow. I didn't know I could do that. I feel better already. Do you want to be made well? Then if you can do want to be made well, I can help you. Mm-hmm. But if not, I got to go because blessings are never missed. They just pass on to somebody else. But if you want me to come by and check on a brother, hook a brother up, you have to change your mindset so there's nothing I can do to make your life better unless you want it to be better. And let me have my juice back. No, 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 let me have that juice. Well, ain't no sense you drinking my girlfriend's juice if you don't want to be made well, because it's antidote, a serious antidote to help get you off of them Oxycontins. Please hear me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing your medicine. I didn't tell you to take your medicine. Georgette told me to give you her first prescription. What is it, country boy? Exercise. Get your ass up. Go for a walk. Let the sun shine on your skin and drink plenty water. Back to you, Georgia.
Man, that one set me on fire, okay? Let me find out who you be preaching from the juice gospel, okay? But, yeah, so now we get that first mind right. We get our brain right. We get the self-talk. And then now you tell your body what to do. When you tell your body what to do, you tell your gut. Your gut instinct will tell you what to do. That's your other brain. Sometimes that gut tells you before your brain tells you. It tells you that it's hungry, it's tired, you're worried. When they say, I'm sick to my stomach because someone did some tomfoolery. And you have to go in and listen to those things and take care of the gut. The gut tells the brain what's going on in the body. And then we bring it back to your third heart, and that is your heart. It is the rhythm that keeps everything going. It keeps ticking. It keeps going. It's pumping. Sometimes it pumps fast. Sometimes it pumps slow. But it definitely will tell you. If you feel things in your chest, because sometimes I can meet a person and I feel them in my chest, I have to go see what this person is about because they didn't evoke one of these human emotions on me. I am feeling. What is this? Who are you? How did you do this? Let me see what you got to offer so I'll know what's going on. So definitely you have to hone in on those three brains to become a whole person to also operate in here. Listen, I've heard a couple of people say dying is easy. Living is difficult. It is hard. It is worrisome. I am tired. And yes, even the strongest of God's warriors get tired. And that's when you had to go and lay your burden down by the riverside. But you still got to know that you that tree that's planted by that river too. And so through all the foolishness, through all the trials, the tribulation, the storms, you shall not be moved because you are rooted in the word of God. You are rooted in yourself. I say all the time, people need people, and they do. But first, what first must you do before you start people in country? Save yourself. Put the mask over your own self first. Secure your mask, then the person next to you or the child next to you. Because if you're trying to secure the people next to you and you ain't secure, child, you ain't going to make it. And that's just facts on facts on facts. So people may call it selfish, but I call it selfless because it's self-love that gives you less of the bullshit that is throughout the day. Sometimes you may not know how to process it, but if you turn it into a learning tool and say, you know what, I don't really know how to receive this information from this sister or this brother, but you know what, I'm going to listen to it as it is. And I'm going to take what is for me and the rest of it, I'm going to just leave it right here on the table for somebody else to pick up because it's above me. And in some cases, it's beneath me. So when you get into who you are and get the vision of where you want to go, God will put this thing on autopilot so quick, honey, you won't even know. It'll come faster. Because you took that time to sit with yourself. Because you took that time to do the work. Because you took the time to be persistent and consistent. Because you just took the time to say, you know what? Today's my day. Today there's no work today. Today there's no phone calls. I'm going to shut everybody off for a minute. Today it's just me and God. We're going to go hang out. Mary was that witness on Sunday. I had worked every day last week, every single day. And when I say I worked, I put in like 14 hours every single day, whether it was a few of those hours being a mommy, a few of those hours being a boss at Juiced Up, a few of those hours being a yoga instructor, right? But when Sunday came, talk about joy. I slept for 14 hours on Sunday.
I beg your pardon, sweetie. You brought an interesting point. Mary and I have talked about it a lot, especially when it comes to bullying, about how one feels about oneself. I made a statement the other week that it's not anywhere close to being cool if you're selfish. Selfish. I know you run around taking selfies all the time. It's okay to enlighten and empower you. What are you saying to you about you, selfish? It is not cool to be selfish because if you're cool about being selfish, that means that the people around you have no importance. Your children, your family, your humanitarians that you bump and go as you go forth, what kind of energy are you putting out there? Whatever you put out there comes right back to you. But when you flip the switch and say, it's not cool to be selfish, but it's more than cool to be self-full. We're talking about yoga. We're talking about breathing. What are you putting in your body? Then you inhale that next breath. Was it like Country Boy while you were smoking a cigarette? Georgette said, Country, they're killing you. You got to throw cigarettes down. You're inhaling your next breath, but you're killing yourself softly. Don't act like you don't know. If you know better, you can do better. It says right there in the pack, the Surgeon General has determined that it will hurt you. My grandmama says, baby, people that come into your life, they come for one or two reasons. They either come to help you or to take from you. They either come to help heal you, your dope healing girlfriend, or they come to tell you, go ahead and drink that Coca-Cola. Go ahead and drink them sodas. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. So in the process of us being self-full, whatever you put in you is for you, juice, whatever comes out of you is for everybody else. But Georgette just told you, if you do not take care of you, then how in the world are you going to take care of somebody else? While you was talking, I heard the Christmas carol going on in the background. Do you see what I see? Sometimes as ministers, marketplace ministers, as educators, as teachers, as instructors, while we're putting it out, are you picking up what we're putting down? You have enough love inside of you to make the world go round, but you cannot be toxic to yourself. Last one, if you're going through a place, going through a time, for every time there is a purpose under heaven. All things work together for the good, for those who love, yeah. So if you're going through a time right now and you're kind of uncertain, I call it the spirit of uncertainty. Right now where God has you, the Creator has you on a path to your destiny, oh, I forgot to tell you, you're probably not going to be able to use a GPS to get you there. Why? Because where you're going, no one has ever been before. No one has ever done what you've done before. No one has what God has placed inside of you. So when you're operating out of the spirit of uncertainty, just be certain. While you're operating out of the spirit of uncertainty, just be certain that He's in control of my life. He orders my footsteps, so ordered by the divine creator. Wherever you are, just keep in mind that if you're on the path to your destiny, traveling on a path where you might have to blaze a trail because no one has been and going where you're going through, then keep in mind, I said it earlier, but I threw it in there too fast for you. All, not some, all things work together for the good for those who say they love the divine creator, the one who created you. He designed you in his own image. I love it when we down here in the South, Georgette, and I said, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. We just feel so honored, privileged just to be able to do anything with you. Why? Because we care enough to share enough information with you. Oh, we're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. We want to empower you with the stuff that you don't know. If you know better, you can do better. Our platform has been able to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we'll allow every single person to come in and love their very, very best. I call it one nation under love. Yeah, love needs no interpreter. It doesn't matter what part of the planet you are on, what part of the planet you're listening on, what platform you're listening on. Do you understand the words that are coming out of our mouth? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But the big question for today is, what are you saying to you about you? Regardless on what you're saying to you about you, I forgot to tell you, you're telling the truth. If you're telling yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you're exactly right. If you said, I can't do that, I can't take a cold shower, I can't walk, I can't stand on one leg, whatever you're saying to you, you're telling yourself the truth. So if you're telling yourself the truth, the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth, till it ain't.
Wow, country, I appreciate all of that fire that is you. My last thing for this segment is I encourage everybody to just try something new. I mean, look at your life and look at where it is. That's not a jug. That's wherever you are in life. I just want you to analyze it, because where you are, this is a number of things that you have done, a number of sacrifices, a number of works, a number of consistencies, a number of inconsistencies, a number, everything that you have done thus far, your life as it is now is a byproduct of that. If it's going well for you, wonderful. If it's a little bit of stagnated, it's okay. If it's not going well, this may be a golden opportunity for you to change your mind, change a few habits, and really embody the person that you want to become. Write down that person. Before I was this person, I was just existing in this world. I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know my passion. But I wrote myself a declaration. It goes a little something like this. I am determined, dynamic, persistent, consistent, ambitious, and full of faith. I am a beautiful, sophisticated individual called by the Most High to be a loving, world-renowned health and mental wellness motivator and enthusiast. My name is Dr. Georgette Reynolds, and I am your neighborhood juice dealer and dope healer. I had to say that every single day, y'all. I said it in the mirror. I said it happy. I said it sad. I said it crying. I screamed it. I whispered it. I wrote it. I read it. And over time, that's who you guys got. But I had to build myself up when I was tore down. But I'm not going to sit up and tell you I did it all by myself. I changed my mind by myself. And after I changed my mind, God came in and changed my heart. And then he allowed people to come in to give me a new insight, to give me a new perspective, to give me some work to work. That's it. That's all from your neighborhood juice dealer and dope dealer. Join the Hope Collection back at noon. Mary's going to come with the great thing. No, it's not Mary. Who is it this afternoon?
Bob Oakley. And I'll probably end up being on the show.
Shout out to the homies. Bob, thank you for creating such an amazing space for us to share and hold and just really be ourselves and help God's people and do some work, man. It's an amazing place to be. I greatly appreciate everybody. Mary, you know you're my girl in the bag of pearls. Country, I ain't even got to say it. You already know what's up. But I love y'all. Do me a favor today. Hug somebody. Tell them you love them. Give a dollar away. Maybe even two. Step back. Watch it grow. See what it can do. I love y'all. We'll talk soon. Peace.
So join us back here at noon. Have a good day. Have a good afternoon. Have a good night. Talk to you later. Bye. Country Boy, I'm going to give you a call in a minute.
All right. I'm ready to get juiced.
All right. Bye for now.
All right.